Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast. And as always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you, Father God, for this day. Thank you, Father God, for this hour, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to be able to see a new day, a new week, oh God. Thank you for a fresh start, Father God. Thank you for allowing our hearts to beat, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing the blood to run warmly through our veins, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for every part of our bodies. Thank you for our blood vessels, Father God. Lord God, thank you for the dermis of our skin, Lord God. Thank you for every nerve, every tendon, every ligament, every artery, every organ, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, someone may have these things in their bodies and it's causing them complications, Father God. Someone may be on dialysis on today. Lord God, I pray that you will give strength and give hope to everyone who has to have dialysis, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For I know it's not easy on their bodies, oh God. It's not easy on them mentally, Father God. So I pray that you will be their hope, be their peace, be their strength, oh God. I pray, Father God, that you will heal them of whatever ailment they have going on that's causing them to need dialysis, Father God. I pray that you will sanctify their kidneys, oh God. I pray that you will allow their kidneys to perform as it should, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for each and every person who has any form of cancer, Father God. I pray from the youngest person to the oldest person that you will look down upon those who are fighting that ugly, ugly demonic disease of cancer, Father God. There are so many different forms of cancer, Father God, and you know them all by name, Father God. You know which cancer each person is dealing with, Father God. But Lord God, the blood of Jesus is the answer to all of it, Lord God. The blood of Jesus can heal us, can deliver us, can sanctify us, oh God. So I pray in the name of Jesus for everyone who's dealing with cancer. Everyone who's going to get the diagnosis of cancer, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will heal, Father God, all the way from the inside to the outside, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will turn every situation around, Father God. I pray that you will send that cancer back to the pits of hell for which it come, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone who has cerebral palsy. I pray for everyone, Father God, in the name of Jesus, with multiple sclerosis. I pray for those with fibromyalgia. I pray for those with diabetes, asthma, congestive heart failure, Father God. I pray for those with COPD, emphysema. I pray for those, Father God, with jaundice. I pray for those who are blind. I pray for those who are legally blind. I pray for those who are deaf, oh God. I pray for those who have any form of paralysis in their bodies, oh God. I pray for those who have any abscesses or boils, Father God, or lipomas, Father God, that they're dealing with, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for those with plantar fasciitis. I pray for those, Father God, with Baker cysts, Father God. I pray for those with knee pain, Father God, ankle pain, Father God, sciatica pain, Father God. I pray for those, Father God, that has spinal stenosis, Father God. I pray for those with scoliosis, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I pray for those with gallbladder pain, Father God. I pray for those with tooth pain, Father God. I pray for those with sinuses, Father God, allergies, Father God, migraines, neck pain, scapular pain, Father God, vertebrae pain, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, bursitis, osteoarthritis, Father God, rheumatoid arthritis, Father God. I pray for those, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that have mylar bags, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I come to you, Father God, asking you, Lord God, to look down upon each and every person, Father God, that have any disease or any syndromes, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray for healing on today. I pray for deliverance on today, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will take your hand, Father God, and you extend your hand down from the throne of grace. And as you extend your hand down, allow your hand of grace, your hand of mercy, your hand of deliverance, your hand of peace, your hand of joy to be extended to every land, to every nation, to every household, to every person, to every hospital, to every nursing home, to every homeless person, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray that you will make us over, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray that you will have your way in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will take us to higher heights in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Take us to deeper depths in you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Keep us from ourselves, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Keep us from all snares and traps of the enemy, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Keep us from frenemies, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Keep us, Father God, from ravenous wolves coming in sheep's clothing, oh God. Give us the spirit of discernment, Father God, that we may be able to see those, Father God, for what they are, for who they are, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord, I just come and ask you, Father God, that you would just look down upon souls, Father God, in this season of life, oh God, in this season of love, oh God, in this season of happiness, in this season of joy, Father God, in this season, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that people will be kinder to one another, that people will have more respect for one another, Father God, but more importantly, Father God, in this season, that people will repent of their sin and accept you as their Lord and Savior, Father God. I pray in this season, Father God, we can receive the healing. I pray in this season, we can receive the clarity. I pray in this season, Father God, we can receive the answers, Father God, that we need, Father God. I pray, Father God, in this season, we can receive the miracles. I pray in this season, we can receive the blessings, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray in this season that we can draw closer to you in ways that we have never drawn closer to you before, Father God. I pray in this season, Father God, that you will show us our purpose, that you will explain our purpose to us, Father God. I pray that in this season that we will walk upright before you. I pray that in this season we will walk, Father God, in the fullness of our purpose, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I just pray this season will bring every blessing that has our name attached to it, Father God. I pray in this season, Father God, we will receive the houses that we've been praying for, the vehicles that we've been praying for, those who've been praying for husbands or wives, Father God, those who have been praying for children, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Maybe someone has been praying for their child to come out of the streets, Father God, to get off of drugs, Father God, to get off the pole, Father God. Whatever it is that we're praying to you about, Father God, I pray that it will happen for us in this season, Father God, in this season of life, Father God. And Lord, I thank you. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I honor you. Lord, I glorify you, Father God, for you are worthy to be praised. I thank you in the name of Jesus for this season, Father God, for this season will be like no other season we've ever experienced, Father God. This season, you're going to take us higher. This season, we're going to see your miraculous works in our lives, Father God. In this season, we're going to see things we've never seen before, Father God. In this season, Lord God, and I thank you for this season, Father God. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, I pray, amen and amen. God bless you and God bless you. You can find this podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcast at. It's called Shawnee's Prayer. You can find it on YouTube under Inspirations by God Ministry. God bless you and God bless you.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.